Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Of course, I don't think anybody in the country has, at this point, not heard about Ebola and the issues surrounding quarantines in New York. And now we're hearing about a West African family who was monitored for symptoms of Ebola for 3 weeks after arriving in Schenectady County late last month.
Right. This family was monitored for 3 weeks after arriving in Schenectady County late last month. The family is disease-free and no longer at risk of developing symptoms following the 21-day period, during which time they agreed to restrict their movements and submit daily health assessments to county health officials. The family showed no symptoms of the deadly disease and had no known contact with any Ebola patients. They were not required to stay home and have their health monitored. This is something they voluntarily agreed to do. They had no symptoms. They had no contact. It was, the county officials are telling us, out of an abundance of caution. The family arrived in Schenectady County from West Africa the week of September 29th. The same week, Thomas Duncan of Liberia was placed in the Dallas hospital and diagnosed with Ebola. He later died. County officials here in Schenectady worked with the State Department of Health and the Centers for Disease Control to develop a plan. After the State Department of Health notified the county, the family would be arriving from one of the three West African nations hardest hit by the illness. At the time, neither the State Department of Health or the CDC had an established protocol for dealing with visitors from the three nations. At the county's request, the family agreed to restrict their movements and take their temperature every 12 hours and submit daily reports to the county. This is interesting because now we have this idea of enforced quarantines. This is something that happened 3 weeks ago, and this is how Schenectady County and the state handled it.
Now we're going to talk about something called net zero. What's that?
Yeah, correct. This is a net zero apartment complex. Construction has begun on a $20 million, 156-unit apartment complex in Rotterdam that promises to produce the same or more energy than it actually uses. It will include 13 buildings, and developers say this will be the first net zero multifamily housing project in the state. The developer is a Troy-based company called Bruns Realty Group. The first apartments should be ready for tenants next June. This is how they do it. They're going to achieve their net zero goal by producing energy through solar panels, solar thermal technology, and then they save energy with a lot of insulation and other building techniques, different ways of pressurizing the building, and, of course, using a lot of energy-efficient appliances. They think that the young people as well as old people, people of all ages, will like this idea of living in a place that produces as much energy as it uses. NYSERDA, the New York State Energy Research and Development Agency, is providing some money, but they didn't actually tell us how much, so I'm not really sure how much the state is subsidizing this project.
More to find out. We've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, head to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, as always, thank you.
Thanks, David.